right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here we fucking go. Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's way better.
I asked if you were ready.
I know. I always like to, you know, just push it a little bit.
Push it to the limit. Just
push it a little bit more.
Now the song's not playing.
See? So it's good. I'm entertaining the people.
That's what we do here.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit?
Keep these pumps
good
off.
Taste, skip the generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
Your vagina is showing.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the first episode of Sorry Mom of 2024. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer.
And we're here, and we are not vaping, guys.
I thought you were going to say queer.
We are not queer, and we are not vaping. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with either,
yeah.
For the record. Yeah, no vaping. Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah, we did it.
We fucking did it. We said we were going to do it. You guys probably thought we were weak.
Yeah.
I bet people were like, yeah, they're not going to fucking do it. When I told everyone, and I feel like everyone was like, okay, that's sure.
Yeah.
You're going to do that thing where you're like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then you won't.
You don't do it. Yeah.
And I knew that, which is why I was like, I'm definitely doing it. I would love.
There are a lot of people that also said they were going to quit alongside us quitting.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people in my life be like, yeah.
I'll do that too.
They didn't.
Nobody,
do it.
Right?
No, they didn't do
I
it.
Was very, well, this is, we talked about it because we were like, let's
I feel like I'm real low. Am I low?
Are you low?
Are you low? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can make you louder.
Sorry. We say we're ready. I'm never ready.
How's that?
I think it's that's better.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, we were like, all right, what do we do? I asked if I should call you and you said, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
You're like, don't call me. I'll call you. I was like, all right, chief. Okay. I was scared though. I was like, I didn't hear from you. And I want to know what your first day was like. Like, how did you, I want to know what happened. Like, when did you throw them away or whatever? And then what was that like for
you?
So
what, it was New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So New Year's Eve at nighttime, obviously I got really fucked up.
Sure.
And so, oh, I had like a, me and Tyler had our own party at our house.
That's right. The two of us.
We made all these fancy foods and we had like all this fancy stuff and we put it on all our fancy plateware. We got dressed in fancy pajamas and then we watched 80s movies until New Year's Eve. It was great. But yeah, so we did the damn thing. We had like Dom and shit, which by the way tastes bad. I don't know why everybody loves champagne.
Oh, the champagne. Yeah. Oh,
I was like... I don't. Dominatrix? This isn't great. Yeah.
What did you guys do?
That's what we did.
Dominatrix.
Oh
no.
No.
I was like, Dom. I've never heard that before. I was like, what is you abbreviating right now? why should I know this?
Yeah. So the next morning I was hungover, and so it was actually kind of an easier day to quit because you know sometimes when you're really hungover, like you just like you don't want anything.
Yeah.
And so that was good. That was my first day, and I still haven't thrown away my actual cigarette packets. But I did a couple days into quitting throw away all of the puffers.
Wow. You didn't even throw them away?
No. Not until like a couple days in.
Oh my. You're psychotic. You had them around?
Yeah. Not until I think like the third day when it started to really get hard where I was like, I just can't have them visible. But I wanted to give myself kind of like the, not the option, but saying to myself like, yeah, they're here and you could. Like not taking it all the way away.
Right.
It was like a choice. Like you're choosing not to do this, right? Instead of like, oh, you don't even have a choice. There's nothing here for you. So that's what I did.
Oh,
and it made
crazy.
It better for me mentally.
Wow.
Cause like I said, I don't like being like told what to do
by true,
myself.
That's true.
I don't like being told.
Actually, you said that. And then I thought that's exactly what I thought. I was like, she doesn't like being told what to do. Instead of it's herself. She wants the option to not do it.
Yeah. And
oh
so that's how that went. But I must say like, oh, and then I was like gonna do mushrooms the following day, and I think we did, but not very much. But I wanted to have like a transformative day on the first,
right?
So that it would like help me transform through or like
transition,
you know, transition, and so that like you can go. A lot of times, like when you do mushrooms, you can like have a very like pointed journey and be like, I'm doing mushrooms to help me through this process,
intention.
And it'll like mentally help you through it. But I didn't end up doing that. I don't think. But yeah, I must say that now is actually the worst.
It's the hard. Well, I want to know
what the 8th through what's today? The 15th? The 8th through the 14th.
What today's were your not physical bad, symptoms? Like, did you have any physical symptoms? Like, I threw my shit away like 7:30 on the 31st. Yeah. I literally was like, I cried. I said goodbye. I had a whole fucking ceremony by the dumpster. And I went, all right, this is it. I took them and I threw all the juice, all the vapes, like all 75 of them, all the chargers.
Yeah.
Fucking threw them away. I walked inside and I was like, I still have so much time left in this night. I could have been vaping because it was 7:30 on the 31st.
Oh, you're dumb. I would have done it in the morning.
I know. No, yeah. God, no. Because I knew I was going to wake up and fucking, I didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
This is like the new year. It's new me.
Okay.
Fucking no vaping. So I like I swear to God, because you think about it, like I've not been without nicotine for like more than 40 minutes since I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
It's almost been 2 decades.
Yeah.
We don't know how to function. Yeah. Our brains, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, I felt high as fuck. Like, like I smoked weed high, which I hate, but like spacey as fuck. I was
the spaciness.
That's what it was.
And then you said something about your eyes being really open. Yes. And I was like, you're so right.
It was like, I felt like I was doing like whippets, like helium. Yeah.
Like my head walking around.
I was walking catcher, like this is fucking crazy. Like I was like walking through a cloud. I was like, and then we went on our New Year's fucking hike. And I was like, this is, I'm walking on it. I shouldn't be driving. Like my eyes were like open up your eyes as wide as they can go. Yeah.
All day.
All day. That's what's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And I,
for days, it felt like that. And then the fatigue got really bad. At one day I was like driving and I just kept I kept sitting at green lights. And I was like, I shouldn't be driving, to tell you the truth. 100%. Like, it was bad.
Your brain doesn't work anymore.
It wasn't doing anything.
It was the weirdest thing. I was so, like, I was trying to be nice to myself. Like, the first day, I was like, got back from the hike, and I was like, I'm just gonna sit here.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna, like, drink water, because that's really all I can do.
Yeah.
And then I was really starting to get concerned, because I had so much, I was like, I have all this work I have to do.
Yeah.
Ryan's sister got us this like a candle warmer that came, and it was like, it's got a light bulb and a lamp, and all you have to do is the light bulb in the lamp. I couldn't do it. I was like, this is wild. Like I couldn't, I was like,
yeah,
that goes, nah. Like it was like you asked me to solve like fucking
the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. But so fine. I was like, is this gonna be for a long time? Like I can't hold a fucking thought or focus on anything.
Yeah.
And I was taking my Vyvanse. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, imagine if I didn't have that.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't take anything.
Oh my God.
I went like full anti-stimulant in that direction. But I did start drinking every time I like had a bunch of cravings. Coffee helped a lot.
Yeah.
Coffee really helped. I'd drink a lot of fucking
all liquids.
But, you know, I did like the coffee started to be too much. You know, there's too much caffeine in coffee. So I tried, you know, moving stuff around a little bit. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe. I was like, are you feeling what I'm feeling? Because I feel fucking crazy. Yeah. I felt like a Jack Russell Terrier for like 6 full days.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, are your eyes not wide? Like, do you feel methy? Like, I felt methy.
Yeah.
I'm like, where is it? It's fine. Everything's fine. I felt like I was just clenching my teeth.
The jaw, your jaw. Yeah. At one point my jaw did kind of go out.
Dude, my face was hurting. Like I would touch my face and it hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing to my face? What's happening? And then
but with the caffeine thing, like I started taking these little shots.
Oh yeah, the Magic Mind.
Yeah, we started doing
Magic Mind. You guys get Magic Mind. I gotta tell you.
They started to help because it has to do with like enhancing the amount of caffeine that you do have, but also like is the healthier version of doing it. And it really helped me like focus and not be as methed out like crazy.
You can't consume that much caffeine. I was having the same exact thing. I was like, I can't drink 75 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
So I was actually only drinking like 60 and having the Magic Mind. So shout out to Magic Mind. And they gave us a code, by the way. You get 1 month free. What is it?
One month free when you subscribe for three months.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom 20 is the code. So go to Magic Mind. They're
super cute. Yeah. They're out of Venice.
Yeah. And they're awesome. And they, if you're thinking about quitting or not, I mean, they helped both of us. So
it just helps like get you a little bit more focused instead of being like
without retarded. Caffeine.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. So yeah. That was kind of my story with the smoking. My only other add, I think, to the smoking, except for recently, I've been wanting to kind of murder myself just because I'm like, why are we really living?
Well, that's the
like,
thing.
I'm just not really getting why we're living anymore. I'm like, we could just do this tiny thing that brings me a lot of joy.
I felt
or
like
I could just keep living super depressed like this. But whatever, we're still doing it. But I did start doing this thing where I started smoking out of this, or not smoking, but I have this chapstick lid. It's kind of the same shape as my vape.
Yep.
And I'll just like suck air out of it just for the little hand to mouth thing. And it fucking works because also a lot of like smokers, apparently the thing is they need to take like a deep breath sometimes. Yes. And so I'll take a deep breath and then I'll be like, all right, I actually feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So only in like emergencies am I still.
I love it.
Still using my chapstick lid here.
But, I think it's great.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever fucking works for you to get exactly. through the day. So.
And you don't have to charge it. Which is nice.
Yeah.
It's not
going
to die.
But I have been losing it, and I do like walking around with it in my hand.
Yeah, it feels like, it's like a security blanket.
Yeah, it's my security chapstick lid.
I will say, after the first, like, after the physical symptoms wore off,
yeah.
then I was like, all right, we're done here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
like,
here
I did
anymore.
It. Yeah. I did it.
Nah, yeah. Ta-da. Like, all right, that's not.
It was a great cleanse, but now I'm ready to eat food again.
Yeah, I'm not feeling, like, the allure has gone away. Yeah. So thank God you're also, like, I feel like we're in the same.
I tried to convince her to smoke this weekend, though.
Yeah, I was like, you're literally the worst. Thank God we're not in AA. You're the worst.
I know.
You're the worst support system.
I was like, listen, I'm trying to cleanse my womb right now.
I don't know why the fuck you're still doing this.
I was like, you're not doing that. Why aren't you just like, I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying you got some extra time. That's
all
I'm
saying.
Yeah,
then I have to do this whole thing all over again.
I know. That's the only thing holding me together.
It's been a fucking nightmare.
I don't want to have to do this again.
My stomach has been.
I don't have to do this. Oh, yeah. The extended.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Everything. I can't sleep still.
Oh,
I finally can fall asleep, but I can't stay asleep.
Yeah.
Which is like. It's been 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
This is
I
insane.
I hear it can happen between 2 and 4 weeks. And also, like. Yeah. So, and then Tyler accidentally bought me some like sleep tea because I can't sleep either.
Yes.
I keep waking up and shit. He accidentally spent $45 on this like specialty tea. And it is good, but it's not, it doesn't keep me all the way awake. It just, nothing's going to work. And I'm fine with that.
It better be
point.
A fucking Xanax in a tea.
I did take some Xanax and it was okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's
a little bit more than the other stuff I was taking.
I mean, for the first couple, I would, and which is weird because it only hit in like the second week.
Yeah.
Like the first week, I was like, I'm sleeping like a fucking baby. I love my new life where I don't have my vape. Like, this is fine. I'll be over it. Second week, I was like, I'm just perpetually dissatisfied with nothing makes me happy.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cause quitting kind of made you happy to begin with. Or at least you were just like dealing with like you're just like, well, this is weird or whatever.
Yeah. This is great.
Good
for
me. Process. Yeah.
Good
Look at me doing it. But now I'm like, oh, I have to keep doing it.
Also, nothing is satisfying. The things like food, I'm unsatisfied with food because like I love the food, but afterwards I'm like, and I get my treat.
Yeah.
Like, and now I hit my vape and then now I don't have that. So now I'm like, fuck this food. Sex, I'm like, yeah, it's great, but like I don't get to have my vape like a French woman afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, la la. Now I'm just like, great, we're just having sex again. Like, cool. Like, it's not satisfying. Nothing is satisfying.
Yeah.
It's like, and then now, is this what life is like for everyone? Because we had this conversation where we're like, is this just life? And this is why everybody's on antidepressants because they don't know the joy.
Yeah.
They don't know the joy. Everyone's like sad. But if you smoked, if you had the nicotine, you'd understand like, oh my God, life is just so much fucking better. But if you don't have that.
It is. It's just so much
like,
better.
Yeah. If this is
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. If this is going to be.
I don't want to live here anymore. Yeah. I don't want to play this game anymore.
If this is how it's going to be, like, I'd say we give it like 2 more weeks. And if we're still feeling this way, we're just like, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I feel like at a month, if it's still not worth it, I'm like, I have to do this though. So, but you don't have to.
Well, I just feel like not only will I start vaping again, but I'll also encourage everybody.
Other
so you
people
should
too.
Everybody should start because it's life sucks without this. I get it why everybody's sad.
Yeah.
But we'll give it some time.
I'm gonna give it a month.
One more month?
No.
No.
Well,
no.
I have to keep doing this, but you give it whatever you think.
No, I'm in this now. I'm not doing this all over again.
I don't want to do this all over again. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I keep talking to Tyler about it. I'm like, this has to stop, right? Like, this has to get better at some point. And I mean, it must be like how addicts and stuff like that feel, like, you know, a month after quitting meth or something. Yeah. They're like, God, you know, is this how life really is?
Life is so much better when I have meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm assuming that eventually this is going to get better. But
Ryan was like, you got to level out. Your body has to level out. It's not like this all the time. I was like,
it better not be.
Yeah. Or else.
Or is it like this all the time? And now I've just really gotten all the sparkle out of my brain, which i.e. nicotine. So now I can't.
I just felt like life was better. Life was so much better.
I'm like, it was better.
It was just the best. I take it for granted now.
I know.
I'm like, I miss it.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I took it for granted. So that's cool. Anyway.
It tastes great too.
Yeah, they're good.
The magic mind stays so good.
Well, so tell me, what I haven't seen you since. What happened?
Since Christmas.
I know. What did you guys do?
Well, I saw a double rainbow on my way to go to Christmas. Pretty cool.
That's good luck.
Yeah.
Way to kick it off right.
We went to Tyler's family's for Christmas, and on the way out, we also, wait, this also has to do with the rainbows, actually. You know how, like, gods and stuff like that, like, back in the day, like, there's sun god, ocean god, you know, rainbow I don't god. Know, all the gods. Like, rainbows are pretty fucking crazy. Yeah. Why is there no, like, rainbow god? Why is there no rainbows that,
there
like,
are.
Drawn
I think,
on windows or, you know, caves and shit?
Leprechauns are rainbow gods.
Yeah, but they're not like an ancient like god. Like, a rainbow's pretty nuts just to see.
I agree.
Randomly.
I feel like we don't like.
That's surprising.
Yeah. It is. There should be. There might be.
I haven't heard
rainbow
one.
God.
Just saying.
Rainbow god's a leprechaun, no? I guess we're not praying
that's
to
like
leprechauns.
Deeper in though, when like there was clothes and shit around.
Oh, like that's, you know? Later? The leprechauns came later.
Leprechauns came later, yeah.
You're talking about like Zeus and shit.
Yeah, Zeus and shit. That's what I'm saying.
Water. Well,
yeah.
I don't think it's like an element. It's not like
it's
water,
not, but
fire,
think about just
rainbow.
Like being there and then a rainbow being there. You'd be like, oh my God.
That's
like,
mine.
That has, yeah.
That's the one. That's my symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know?
Maybe.
Not it, brought up a lot in history.
I'm going to look this up. Is there a rainbow god? Is there? A rainbow god.
Get it.
Iris.
There is a
rainbow
figure
god. From Greek mythology who is depicted as a goddess of the rainbow.
Oh wow!
Thank God.
Nice. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that I learned.
Yeah,
that
but no,
today.
We don't talk about her.
Yeah, nobody knows about her.
No, and now now they know.
Huge bummer.
Yeah.
Also. So then we stopped at the Hat. Have you ever been to the Hat?
What is that?
It's a place that it's basically a drive-through pastrami sandwich place.
I'm sorry, what? Where is this?
I don't know where it is. I think it's like Bakersfield or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they have a couple different locations, I guess.
Oh, but I guess you were driving back from Vegas.
Yeah,
I was like,
driving to Vegas. Yeah,
you went to Bakersfield for a sandwich. You guys are so committed.
This guy's gonna not.
Honestly, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past Tyler.
Yeah, I know, right? Just for some type of food.
Yeah, for a sandwich.
So I went there and I was like, he's like, so do you want to go to the Hat or do you want to go to like In-N-Out? And like, I'm like, let's try the Hat. I've never had it.
Has he been?
Yeah, he was the one telling me about it. So I was like, okay, I love a pastrami sandwich.
Who doesn't?
So we go and,
No,
it wasn't on rye. There was no sauerkraut.
What?
Like, I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I want... Yeah. Maybe like I assume that like it's going to be like a good deli, like Jewish deli sandwich.
That's what
that's
do.
What I want. And if I could drive through and get that would have been amazing.
It's like
but
the fast food equivalent of that.
It was just pastrami and then like in a hamburger bun.
I see, like Arby's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Arby's. Might as well just go to Arby's.
Interesting. I feel like, don't you think that's pretty sacrilegious, especially
think,
like as a Jewish person?
I think there's
think
like probably a reason
up?
Why it didn't catch on as a chain. Like,
well, it is though. It's like a semi chain. It's just like, a smaller chain.
It's just like there's a couple.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a huge line, like a line long enough to be like an In-N-Out line. Yeah.
Wow. People, I feel like it doesn't matter if it's like shitty or not. If there's like a bunch of people that are doing it, people will be like, I want it. Yeah. And you're like, but you don't even care if this is good. And they're like, no, it's good. It's like, you're just convincing yourself because there's a line.
Yeah.
Like, you could just put, I feel like that's like a good social experiment. You could just like put something like, it's
put
not,
a line.
Yeah. And then
it.
Put
yeah.
a line in front of it. People just get in the line.
Yeah. Like just brunch. Pay someone like every day to like stand in line, you know, just like a good like 10 people. They yeah. have 8 hour shifts of just getting back and standing
yes,
in line 100%. To make people go into your store.
That's,
yeah.
I think that's marketing at its yeah. finest.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Also being in Vegas, like Vegas was great. We had a great Christmas. Everything went well. We got a washer and dryer. There was kids there.
You got a washer and dryer?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was sick.
You guys yeah. really needed that.
It's beautiful.
Wait,
they're
did
beautiful.
You have to bring them?
No.
Oh, they got to yeah. say, okay. Yeah. I was like,
So that was amazing. Yeah. There were kids there, and that was kind of like, there's kids make a lot of noise, like so much noise. And then the dogs, we had Louie yeah. with us, and then they brought their dogs. And like, I was like, I have gotten really sensitive to noise.
Right.
And that is what really threw me the most about Christmas with his family.
Because yeah. they all have kids now, right?
Yeah. And I mean, they're having more kids. Like, there's just so many kids. And it's babies.
Right.
And then, like, you have to, like, keep an eye on the babies all the time. And, like...
Sure.
Toys make noise. Yeah. Dogs make noise.
Dude, those
babies
kids
make noise.
Toys. Like, I fucking hate those things. Yeah. I got the dogs, like, they don't squeak. The toys that don't squeak. I'm yeah. like, this is what we do now. Like, yeah. this is...
We
not,
don't squeak anymore.
We're not yeah. a squeaky household.
Yeah.
I can't.
But. And then, my only other thing about Vegas was the wind. I always forget like that you're in the middle of the desert yeah. when you're in Vegas. And Tally's like, this is why the wind is my least favorite element. And I was like, oh yeah, you do say that. And I've always thought that was weird. And he's like, see, this is why. Because I grew up here. And like, it actually made a lot of sense because like...
It's cold.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You're pushing... You have to walk like you're like one of those like anime characters like with yeah. your head down like directly into yeah. it. Every time I'd open my door, it would smack into another car. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, all kinds of shit
like
that. I kind of
like the wind. I'm not going to lie.
I like the wind, too. Yeah. But apparently, if you deal with it enough, you're like, you know what? Actually, fuck you, wind.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Of all the elements?
Yeah.
I'd say fire.
Tyler says wind.
Being a little dramatic there, wind, buddy. Yeah. Fire, maybe. Yeah.
And
shit.
I went on to the strip, and we saw, like, the Rose Parade, or the Rose... all the shit made out of roses
yeah.
and ice skating down there at
That's
the Cosmo.
Nice.
And that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great, great first Christmas. I made a second Christmas at my parents' house.
Yeah,
or,
how was that?
It was great. We played a bunch of games. There was like mini golf. There was beer pong. Now we've started a beer pong thing where we do that every holiday and it's been really fun.
That's nice.
We played cornhole. We played fucking bingo. We played.
Oh my god.
We played all the things. So it was super fun.
We got this game. Ryan's mom sent us this game. I don't even know if you would call it a game. It straps around your head. It's insane. Okay. I have to show you after this. It straps around your head and it's got like a cord and there's a ball that hangs.
Okay.
And you gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
I feel like your family would have a fucking field day with this. It's like, because you got.
But what's like the end goal here?
You want to be the one that has the most hits. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. But it's like fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys would love this shit.
Huh.
That's my recommendation for your next. Because
we're
just,
not that active.
No,
but
no,
yeah.
It's not really that active. You just sit there.
Okay.
It's like you're like a dog.
Okay.
It's like a cat toy.
Yeah.
But it looks so fucking funny when people do it. I feel like you guys would love it because you just get to shit on each other.
Rad.
It's really fun.
Okay.
I'll show you. It's so dumb.
How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. It was very low key. Well, first, I didn't even tell you this. So for my birthday, Stevie was like, hey, I want to like throw you a birthday
dinner.
Oh,
I saw that. And it was, I was like, what the fuck? I just called her and she said she wasn't doing anything. And we were driving back from Vegas that day.
Yeah.
We could have swung in. We drove past you.
Let me tell you.
And I was like, oh, it's fine. Well, I'm glad that you had it looked like a nice little dinner.
Let me tell you the story behind this.
Okay.
Stevie said, yo, I want to throw you a birthday dinner. And I was like, that's so nice. Like, wow. You really don't have to do that. He's like, no. Like, come on. And I was like, okay. Great. Sure. So he was like, what's the date that works for you? I told him. He's like, great. So he reaches out to whoever. I was like, I don't know who he invited. So I'm like, okay, great. Like, I'm so excited because my whole childhood, like, I never did anything for my birthday because, like, no one's out of town. And, like, I did for a couple years. And then, like, you have these birthday parties and, like, one person is there. And it's really sad because, like, no one shows up. It makes you feel like they don't like you, even though it's not about that. They're just not around.
Yeah.
So whatever. So I'm, like, getting excited, which I don't like to do because I feel like I'm always disappointed on my birthday.
Right.
So I'm getting excited. I just change. It's maybe like an hour before. And Stevie was like, dude, you're going to fucking kill me. And I'm like, what? He's like, everyone bailed, essentially. And I was like, what? And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I was like, I literally started crying. I was like, it's honestly, it's all good. Like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, so sad. And Ryan walks in. He's like, you ready to go? I'm like, I'm not going. Like, I don't want to go. And he's like, what? I was like, literally everyone bailed. Like, no one's coming. And Stevie was like, I'll be there. Like, let's just, like, come anyway. Like, we'll have a double date with Natalie and me. It'll still be great. And I was like, I was so sad. I literally was like, I don't even want to go to Outback anymore. Like, let's just go to the Cheesecake Factory or something. And he, like, I can't even see an Outback. It's too upsetting. I was like, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And he was like, no, like, it's Natalie's already on her way from work. Like, it's really like, come on, it'll be fine. And Ryan was like, it's not that big of a deal. And I was like, it is. Like, literally everyone bailed. Like, that's so sad. Your friends would never do that to you on your birthday. And he was like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, fine, let's just, he's like, let's just go. It'll be a great night. And I'm like, okay. And so I text Brent because I had just seen Brent. And I was like, you know what? Him of all people should not do this to me on my birthday. That's so fucked. So I text Brent and I'm like, next time, I was like, honestly, you might as well have just said you weren't gonna come. Like, I would have preferred that other than you, like, bailing last minute.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And he tried to call me and I was like, I literally don't even want to talk to you right now, Brent. I'm so upset. I was so upset at him.
Yeah.
So we're in the car and I'm at this point bawling. I'm so sad. Yeah. And I'm like, so like, Ryan was like, do you not want to go? I'm like, it's fine, we're already on the way. I call my mom.
I thought your mom was still here.
No, my mom wasn't here yet. She hadn't
wasn't
come in
here yet.
She hadn't come yet.
And yeah, she was here for Christmas.
Yeah, this was before. This was like the 2 days before she got here.
Ah,
okay. So I call her and she's like, are you excited for your birthday dinner? And I was like, everybody canceled. And she's like, what? I'm like, she's like, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. I don't want to talk about it. I literally called her to tell her that. And then said I didn't want to talk about it. Whatever. I hang up the phone. We finally get there. We walk in. Everybody's there wearing the dumbest hats and they all go, surprise. And I'm like, and I literally was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you torture me for like 2 hours?
The meanest thing I've ever experienced. Like, and they were like, Stevie felt so bad. And I was like, in what world would you think that would be a good idea? His dad was there. Like, everybody was there wearing funny hats and they had silly straws. And I was like, Ryan was, I've never seen him so relieved. He was like, oh my God. Like, he was like, it was the most miserable experience on the drive. I was like, you should have told him at least, like, give him a little bit of an input. Yeah. But so anyways, great night at Outback Steakhouse. But it was, I was like, he's like, you know, we did this for Tyler, but like, I forgot, like, I guess it's different for dudes. And I was like, yeah, it is. Tyler was like, oh, no worries, man. And I was like, everybody hates me.
I sent Brent a mean message.
Oh my God. Yeah. And so then the only person who actually couldn't make it was Brent. and he was like, I'm literally crying right now. I was supposed to be there. I brought my car in and like, it's not ready. And like, he really felt so bad. And then I was like, it's really not that big of a deal. I just thought everybody bailed. Yeah. But like, it's fine if you're not here. And he was like, okay. I was like, oopsie. Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
It was, yeah.
Well.
So that was what we did for my birthday.
At least you ended up
getting
it at the end of it.
Yeah, I was really. Ryan was like, I was thinking like, this has got to be a surprise. But I was like, nope.
Yeah.
The more logical thing is that everybody canceled than it being a surprise. So I guess I'm still working on being kind to myself is the moral of the story. Because to me, that was
well, that how was, is that? Well, that's that, Stevie, no, don't do things like that.
That's true.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, I guess. I know. He really felt so
you
bad.
Fucked up. Yeah.
He felt so
bad. That has nothing to do with you. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, maybe people couldn't make it. Mm. It shit happens, you know?
True.
And then I'd be like, and then I would just be sad because they didn't make it. You know,
I was so sad. Yeah. I was so sad. Yeah. Ryan's whoop on the drive alerted him, and it was like, "You're in a high stress zone. Are you doing an activity right now?" I was like, "Eh." So anyway, that was fun. Outback Steakhouse. I got gift cards.
Good
for Outback everybody Steakhouse? Chipped in and yeah, got me nice. Gift cards. And so then I took my gift card that I got last year from Outback Steakhouse and put it towards the meal.
Nice,
which I feel like is a good solid. Dining choice.
It is. I don't know why you'd be paying for your own meal towards Outback Steakhouse when it was your surprise dinner, but you know, what's up to.
I mean, why not?
I have all these your money for.
Well, yeah, but I never go. It's spend. Like I'm at Outback. I want to enjoy it with the people I love. Everybody's here. Yeah,
but now you're giving them a birthday gift. So their birthday gift to you was just their presence.
It's fun.
You didn't even get it's a meal fun. Out of it.
It's kind of
fucked. And then they got their meal paid for.
Also, Ryan.
Also, you just tricked the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's true. Ryan can't eat anything at Outback Steakhouse, which yeah. I didn't realize. Like, usually there's like an option or two.
There's like there's shrimp. Does he eat shrimp?
No.
No, I don't know what the fuck he eats.
Nothing. No.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying too at the wedding, huh?
There's options. I don't know.
That's good.
But it literally was like, I've never been someplace where it's like, oh, there's really not like a single option for you.
Yeah.
Everything's like cooked in like meat stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
salads,
I love it here.
That's it.
Salad had bacon in it. Everything was like meat and everything. I was like, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Eat some bread. I don't know.
Yeah. The bread was good. Yeah. So that was the birthday. And then Linda came and really turned this room into quite the masterpiece, I must say.
Yeah.
We brought a bed in.
Yeah.
And it was just... She just has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She always needs a lot of hangers and she's got a lot of stuff.
She does have
she brought 400 romance novels with her, which I found disturbing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is my office.
Yeah. Don't touch yourself in here.
It's like watching porn with like she's like, I'm just reading them. I'm like, that's like just watching porn. It's like just to watch it.
Yeah.
Not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm just watching it like it's just on and entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Like a guy's dorm room.
Yeah.
Just,
like,
it's just always on in the background.
Just on. Like,
okay.
It was all just right, weird. Well, I'm like, all right. Well, that's fine for you. So, yeah.
Alrighty. Have you gotten like too. Is it difficult to watch porn now? I feel like it started to get to where, like, I'm always like, she's not into this.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I'm like, that angle could have been a better angle.
Yeah. Like, you're too
They're
critical.
Doing that. They could have done a better job right there. Like, I start getting really, like,
I can't watch any of, like, the acting. Like,
well, but even when it's just in the process. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try squinting my eyes. And I worked a little
really?
Bit better. Yeah. Like, yeah. It makes you not as, like... guys can just like gloss over things and just watch things as like it being whatever.
Yeah.
And I've just noticed that it's gotten more and
eye.
More difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started to get more and more critical or I'm like, I should really be a director. I would be an amazing porn director.
I love this for
or
you.
Or just a director at all, I think. But
yeah.
I'm
I feel like you should
we
do
could
a,
do this better. This could have been done better.
Well, they have like, that whole tushy thing. I think that's like, well, I think that's what
it's
called.
Tushy thing.
Maybe that's not what it's called. I don't know. I think it's called that, but it's like, I think it's exactly what you're saying where it's like really beautifully shot and like,
yeah.
They're like,
oh yeah. Well, it doesn't even have to be beautifully shot. Just like make sure, even if it's a,
they do a
know?
Good job. I feel
yeah.
like they're like, all
they
right,
do, but
let's
like,
make it nice.
Let's just make sure that if we're doing A, B, and C in this scene, let's just, make sure that angle looks the best.
Yeah.
Or let's make sure that she's actually, listen, ma'am, I'm going to need you to really get into this. Okay. I know that the men aren't really paying attention, so they're fine with it. But like,
look,
I know this is your 17th
your
video today, but you got to get into it. All right.
Your stepbrother just got home.
Yeah.
Okay. Like be there.
Yeah. You're not selling me on it. Okay.
I'm not buying it
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like whisper.
Could you throw in a different moan maybe?
Yeah.
Can we?
Same thing. That was great. Just give me a different option.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's... Who's directing these? I've never met a porn director.
It's not going well.
And I want to know...
I know somebody that... their family is in porn. They make a lot of money. I think they're producers or something like
that. Porn producers?
I think so, yeah. But they're not, like, involved. You know? There's, like, the money behind the whole platform.
They fund it.
They fund it. And that they got some fat money.
Who are they employing?
And you would never know because, like, their kid and their home and their lifestyle are all like the cleanest, nicest, like most beautiful little people that you'd ever think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And they're just like fucking.
They're like, but we make money, bitch. Just like, they also own like strip clubs.
Wow.
Which is something. It's just a weird, weird avenue. When weird they're energy. They're so not like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes is the answer to that. Sometimes. But usually I go to the same porns because I know that they work for me. And it's like, if I got to go, I got to go. I don't want to sit there searching for it.
And then you get into a porn
searching
hole,
through
yeah.
bad porn.
Yeah.
My nightmare. Now I'm not even in the mood because of what you said. Yeah. It's like turns
you
me
end
on.
Up getting out of it. And you're
this
like, all right,
terrible.
Well.
Yeah. Porn is one of those things. I guess it's like TikTok. That's like, because I don't really go on TikTok, but when I go
on
watch porn, it's like, I've been here for so long.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my God.
You gotta really stop doing that.
It's been like 45 yeah. minutes. Yeah, it could get lost in that.
You can
and
get
you
lost
never
for a
watch
while.
Like a whole thing. I'm always like, no. Have you ever watched a whole
yeah.
porn? I've never watched a whole porn ever, not one time.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope. Now,
I'll fast forward.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes I fast forward and I'm like, and then I'll rewind it and I go, no.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying.
Very
it's
particular.
The director thing for me, though. I like am going and I'm like, see, they should have done that better. And or like, that's what I, or that like, yeah. that's why I'm going to fast forward. Like, that's why, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, there's some where I'm like, this had a lot of potential.
Yeah. You had so, and that's what upsets me. And I go, God, this was so, all you had to do. Just, yeah, you could have looked that better. Yeah, like, God damn it. Like, it upsets me. Yeah. But
write a letter.
Anyways,
write a letter. That's what I got to say to you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what I've been thinking about?
Huh.
Linner never caught on. Like, brunch is hot, you know?
Yeah.
Brunch is, people, like, fuck up brunch. But why don't we do that with Linner? I feel like it makes so much more sense.
That's why.
Doesn't it? Like, lunch and dinner?
Yeah, I know. But I just think if it was named better, like, brunch is a nice name. But Linner sounds stupid. That's why.
Dunch. But see, that's worse.
See, it just doesn't sound good. It doesn't flow off your tongue. Doesn't give you a... It's not that good.
You think that's why?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm. I fucking love Linner.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I don't want to eat my dinner so early. And then you just have... You say, oh, I'm having an early dinner. That's what you say.
Yeah, but then you have second dinner.
Well, I know, but most people don't.
Like a late lunch?
Dinner.
Is that what?
Yeah, or they say a late lunch. And then they have a
See, for
dinner.
Me, it's like... Don't you go to brunch when you're hungover?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make more sense to go to Linner so you get to sleep?
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. I'm just like, what happened here? We need better PR.
I think it just has to do with the money. Because for brunch, there's that you're pulling in a certain people. But for Linner, they should actually, for marketing as well, for money, yeah.
Pull in that
It'd
same
It'd actually
crowd.
Make it better. But I guess that's happy hour. That's
Linner?
What they that's what they call it, yeah, for marketing wise. It's happy hour because it's between lunch and dinner.
Oh.
And so that's
so
yeah.
Linner is happy hour.
Linner is happy hour, actually, now that we're talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. All right. I take it all back.
Yeah.
They just changed the name because you're right, because it's stupid sounding.
Yeah.
Very Linner true. Is happy hour. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're
all
talking.
Right.
We
yep.
cracked the case.
Fuck yeah.
See, this is what we need. More of this.
Yep. Did you get a sore throat at all, by the way, with the quitting smoking?
You know what? I didn't get a sore throat, but I've been getting like phlegm in my throat, which is weird.
It says that you should like coughing a lot
yeah.
and sneezing and stuff like that. And then I got a sore throat and they're like, oh, it's from, it's not like a real sore throat. I'm not sick. It's
right.
called the smoker's flu.
Yeah.
And like you do all that, those things, but then you never... have the flu.
Right.
And it's actually started to get a little better, but
no,
it's
good.
Still there.
I had a full boat. I thought I had that because I was working. I had to leave. I think maybe I just had the flu.
I think you did have the flu.
Yeah, I was like,
I think you had food poisoning or something, right?
I think it was the flu because I didn't eat anything different, but I like within like 1 hour got hit with like body aches, throwing up, full fever. I couldn't
that's,
even.
That's the flu.
Yeah. I was like, maybe it's like smoking. And then I was like, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
It was so fucked up. I also like got back here. I was like, babe, can you draw me a bath? Ryan draws me a bath. I lay in the bath. And then he's like, not nice to me. This is like my problem with men. It's like, we fucking coddle these bitches. Like, if you're sick, I'm like, what can I get
you? Do you need tea?
Do you need anything? Like, first of all, change the voice immediately. Like, comfort me with your voice. We do that. It's just, he's like, you can't be, the bath's too hot. Get out of the bath. Lay down. I'm like, can I have my sweatshirt? He's like, you're already too hot. I'm like, don't tell me. Get me a sweatshirt. And then, so finally, I fucking get back in the bath because I can't lean on anything because my body hurts so bad that I'm like, the only way I'm comfortable is if I'm like physically floating. Like, I can't touch anything. So I'm in the bath and I'm like, this motherfucker has not come to check on me. And I'm like, how long can I stay in this bath before he really, I could be dead. I could be fucking dead.
I could have slipped.
3 hours I was in the bath, I wasn't doing that to like make a point, but I was like, oh, this is like the only place I've been comfortable. 3 hours. I'm like, he still has not come in here.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker, I could have been, and I had like, I was like sleeping in the bath and my feet were up. So finally, I fucking walkie talkied him and he came in and he was like fully panicked. He was like, babe, because it looked like I fucking died in the bathtub. And I was like, what? You're here, finally. You didn't even check on me. You're a real asshole.
Yeah.
But I'm like, can we just like be, guys, just try. Try. Yeah. Just try. That's all I ask.
I don't know. Tyler wanted to make me soup because he thought I was sick.
Was it good?
No. I didn't let him make it because he made it last time I was sick. He makes this chicken noodle soup.
Oh, that's nice.
With this chili oil on top.
Oh, that's spicy.
Which is good, but there's too much oil.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, let me make you my sick soup again, babe. And I was like,
no, thank you.
No.
Why don't you ask him to do it without the oil?
I don't know. I didn't like it. Even without the oil. I don't know why, but I just didn't like it.
Can you tell him?
I told him, please don't make it. And I was just like, I don't know if I'm sick yet. So like, let's not make it yet until like I tell you, let's do it. Tonight he's making a slow roasted chicken and it's in a brine right now. So that's exciting. But
that is, I'm so jealous.
He got cookbooks for dinner or for Christmas. He got like 7. So we've been having like this Mediterranean kick. He got all these Japanese books.
Oh my
God. Oh, it's been great.
I'm so jealous.
It's been great.
God damn it.
But I'm going on a 3-2. Well, you're coming down on Friday, right?
Not this Friday, next Friday. Next Friday.
Next what date is that? We already talked about it, right? And it worked out. Well, then that works out even better for me. Anyways,
the 26th.
I'm doing a 3-5 day water fast tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow?
Yeah. I figure, why not just take everything away from myself?
Yeah.
Why enjoy anything at this point?
There's nothing to live for, honestly, I think is the moral of
this story.
What it's like. I wonder if anybody quit smoking that listens to this, can you like...
When do we get happier?
Just tell us if it gets better or not. Like, we need objectively...
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair as well.
Like, I don't want you to, like, try and tell us either way if... I just want an objective, does this get...
easier.
Better, or is this just life now?
Yeah.
Because if this is just life now, like, I feel like we deserve to know.
Yeah, we should.
Or do we just get used to this?
I think we just get used to this.
Like, being unhappy?
Yeah. And then, like... I did this whole thing about like how happiness, we shouldn't even expect to be happy. All we should expect is like tiny moments of joy because you'll never be happy if you expect to be happy. And which actually makes sense. But at the same time, was like, I think this might
be a little bleak
with the whole smoking thing. I think that might be part of this. So
I can't believe that I really was. I didn't think you were going to make it. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not.
That's because I've done this a bunch of times and I always quit at like, right now, or I always go back to smoking now, and I'm always like, oh, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in, like I always go back.
You know what I think it is? Truly, I think this is why you're gonna have success. I think the first time you tried to quit, and you haven't lived at home.
No, because I went and I stayed at my parents' house on like day 5 of quitting, and I stayed at my parents' house for 3 days. Yeah, it was not the best, but I did. Idea. Yeah. No, it's because it's not about me. That's why I'm doing it. Because I'm trying to
I know.
I'm trying to become a clean womb to have children clean at womb. Some point. Well, and so why it's not like if it was just me, I would have fucking went back so hard already. I would have been like, yeah, okay, that was fun. Yeah. And then I would have went back. But so
I bought cocaine.
Yeah.
To take the edge off, which was an interesting choice.
It was.
And I did it for a whole day and I haven't done it. It's like, maybe this will do it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird because we actually both bought cocaine at the exact same time. Yeah. To try it out. And it's fine.
You know what?
It made me want to live a little bit.
Yes.
But,
that's it. It gave me some joy. Here's my problem,
can't keep
by the
doing
way.
Doing that forever. So.
I'm going to sound like a full blown addict, but I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
People really are like so angry. Like they're so fucking judgmental about cocaine.
Do you know that they're trying to pass a thing that like is like okay to have cocaine? I think it's in, I don't know where it is, but it's like, yeah, you can have recreational cocaine. It's fine.
Well, here's my thing. Like they'll fucking drink and get like fucking inebriated, poison themselves, fucking at all hours of the day. People drink all the time.
Yeah,
and
they
then
do.
They're like fucking, they'll smoke weed all the time. They'll do every other drug, but like, I can't do a bump at noon on a Tuesday. Like, now I have a fucking problem. People are just so judgy about it. I'm like, I never once have I ever judged anybody.
Yeah. All right? I haven't said shit to you about your issues.
You're drinking right now, man. Yeah. it's fine for you to have a drink at noon, but it has to be a certain time period that I can enjoy this. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I agree.
It doesn't make sense.
I agree.
Like I brought it to dinner.
I think everything should be okay to do. Just do whatever you want to do when you want to do
it.
Don't
judge me.
Yeah, everybody's got their own vices. Let's say it's not even drinking or doing that. Like, well, I'm sorry, we're good people. When we take care of our shit.
We have jobs.
Yeah.
We make money.
Doesn't matter. You're over there.
Your laundry's done?
Yeah.
I should be able to do cocaine when I want to.
Exactly. Yeah. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want whenever I want to, because you know what? I'm holding it together.
I was like, I'm not vaping. I'm not vaping, though. Yeah. Like, you're fucking high. You're doing cocaine.
Well,
I'm not vaping, though. Loophole. Yeah. Loophole. Yeah. I don't know if that's exactly right, but it's fine.
It is what it is.
Oh, fuck. Well, you got anything else for this episode?
No.
No. Well, shit. Okay, guys. We love you so much, and we will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.